Okay, it's a complicated piece today. Halachas of Tochein on Yontif. So, before we start, it's important to remember that the what's mutter on Yontif is number one, something which you can't do on Erev Yontif. So, for example, various reasons. Sometimes there's certain things you can't do on Erev Yontif because you don't. If you do it Erev Yontif, it's not going to taste as good, right? It's not going to be the same. And the second thing reason is because sometimes you just don't know Erev Yontif what you need for Yontif, all right? So in general, you know, before Yontif starts, usually we know. Well, I guess certain type of food we're going to have, but when it comes to tochein, which usually is done with spices, so we don't necessarily know what kind of spices we're going to use in our food, okay? The one exception is that one spice we always use in our food is what?
Salt.
Salt, right? So that's why salt is definitely an exception, because everyone knows that you have to go ahead and use salt. There's nothing like salt. So source number one, the Mishnah says like this. The Shami Omrim, that Tavlin Nuduchin B'Madoch Shel Eitz. So Tavlin, you can grind up on Yontif with... Madoch, the mortar is the thing that you... So that's one of wood, not of stone. Usually you use stone. As you can imagine, wood is not as effective, but you're allowed to make... You can do it. Vashino, you use a mortar of stone. Vahamelech, but... A mortar of eights, thank you, of wood. Vahamelech, and the salt, so then the pach... So he says you can use for melech salt. You would have to use, I guess, a pestle made So he says the hamelech papas. So melech, you would use a pestle made out of cheres, not of stone, but more out of pottery. Okay, so pottery, as you know, is not as strong as stone, and that would be enough of a shinui. Or if you want to use a vessel of stone, then you have to use beitz haparor, a mixing spoon. Okay, not a mortar, but a mixing spoon made of wood. Okay, that's so. We're definitely more machmer according to Veshamay when it comes to salt than we are by we are by regular spices.
What about plastic?
Well, Vesila Omrim, then discuss plastic. Vesila Omrim, and Vesila says, Tavlin Neduchin Kedargon, you're allowed to go ahead and grind up spices the normal way. The Madoch Shel Eben with a pestle of stone. Vamelech, but with salt, then you have to use a Madoch Shel Eitz, you have to go ahead and use a pestle of wood. Okay, so he says, if you go and you look at the Rav Vartanura, the Rav Vartanura really basically just explains what I did. So the Gemara says in source number three, Gemara says, okay, so we see that salt, according to all shitas, needs a shinui, and even according to Beshami, that spices need a shinui, salt needs more of a shinui than regular spices do. So the Gemara asks why. The Kuli Alma Miha Melech Boi Shinui. Everyone holds that a melech requires a shinui. My taima. So what's the reason? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Rav Kol Hagderos Kulin Tzrichen Melech. So Rav Chista says, well, it's very simple, because there's no reason why you shouldn't grind salt on Erev Yontif, because you definitely know if you're going to be cooking, you're going to need salt.
There's something else also.
What?
If the reason for not doing it Erev Yontif is because the tam isn't going to be any good, salt's a preservative anyway. The tam of salt will stay.
Right. So that's the next thing. He said that this there. Vechad Amar, another opinion says. Vechad Amar, another one says. Kol tavlin machbigin taimam. All spices, the taste gets affected if it's ground up the day before. Umelach enaf bigatayim. Salt does not get affected. Okay, so my binayu. So my great answers. Okay, in other words, so my. What's the difference between the two opinions? And we're not sure what exactly is the reason why you can't really grind souls regularly on Yom Tov. So there's two different opinions. Igi binayu. Number one, let's say the yada maktera boil of a shule. All right, a person comes into Yom Tov knowing exactly what he's going to cook on Yom Tov. All right, so if you know exactly what you're going to cook on Yom Tov, you know what spices you need. So then, according to the first opinion, right? So then, if that's the case, according to the first opinion, so if you know what you're cooking on Yom Tov, then you have to grind your spices before Yom Tov also. And if not, you need a shinoi. He says, inami, or the other answer is, the other difference is bemurika. Murika, I think, is karkum? Is something called karkum? Is something spice called karkum, right?
Yeah,
okay. What?
Turmeric.
Whatever it is. Okay.
It's a yellow spice.
Okay.
Cumin.
So cumin. Yeah, no. So cumin,
no,
right.
No, turmeric.
Okay, fine. Okay. Whatever. The meat, only the meat is not really relevant. What's relevant is that it's like salt. What does that mean? That if you go ahead and you grind it before, the taste does not get, does not change. All right. So therefore, if you're going to head.
It means dissipate.
What?
The feeling you dissipate, like the taste.
Yeah. So if you're using marika, then also it has to be done with vishinoi according to the second opinion, because the taste does not get ruined. Fine. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, and it's underlined for a reason, as you'll see, Kol haniduchin, neduchin, gedarkin, you're allowed to go ahead and grind everything normally. Vafil melech, even what? Even salt. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Vamar to melech boy shevah says melech needs a shinoi. Says who the Amar? No, he holds like this Tana. The Tana Amar of Meir lo nechelku beisvam yisol neduchin shenduchin darach melech imohem. So again, it's an interesting thing that Rav Meir says that if you are great at all, he says that if you are grinding spices in general, so spices in general can be ground normally, and if you want to grind the salt at the same time, it's not a problem. So in other words, according to Rav Meir, one of the ways to get around the grinding issue is to grind up your spices on Yom Tov, and while you're grinding the spices, throw the salt inside also. That's my problem, right? Lo nechleku el dachem le'atzma. But lacha is, what about grinding the salt by itself? V'shamay omrim, v'shamay says melech v'pach. That you have to go ahead and you have to grind the salt or the pestle of klicheres. Vishinoi, the old machmir, also Vishami says, let's see the lolik deira. You can only grind up salt and by itself on Yom Tov with a shinoi if you're doing litzli for roasting, not doing for boiling. For some reason, I guess they used to use more salt when they used to boil than we used to roast. Okay? So that's, I don't know why. But that's the.
Because
the sli
was a
kashering. Yeah, it could be. I guess sli called sin. I have no idea. I think more for taste. Vesila Omer Vesila says b'chol davar. So he says you're allowed to do. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to grind up salt, right? For he says for everything. He says you're allowed to grind salt normally and for everything, okay? He says the choldavar zahadaita emalucholdavar. It doesn't mean you can use anything to grind of salt with, but for anything you're allowed to grind of salt, you know, the right way with a mortar and pestle, but obviously you can't use a regular grinder. Fine. So that's the shita of, so according to Huram Rishmul, it would seem that grinding is not really a big issue. Okay, let's go on. Source number five. Amalei Rav Acha Bardala Bray. Rav Acha Bardala said to his son, Ki daichis, when you go and you grind something up, and Rashi, you grind up salt, even though it's really mutter, maybe, Aitzluye Aitzluye, you should go ahead and you should grind it, you should go ahead and you should not hold the mortar normally, I guess like this, but should be at a slant. All right, should be of a shinui.
Which number are we on?
We're number five.
Oh, okay.
Rav Sheshes Shammai Kol Buchna. Rav Sheshes heard the voice of a buchna. So the he heard the mortar of salt making noise on Yontif. He says, and what did he say? He says, "Hi, love me, gaveda v'sayhu. I know one thing for sure: that's not from my house. In my house, this never happened." The dilma atzluya atzlei. Maybe it was from his house, but it was done at an angle. So the shamay dahabit soli kale. So I think soli means, you know, it was like a very, very
light sound.
What? Light sound. The dilma tab, maybe it was tablin. Tablin nevuchen vuchel lekalye. So then he says the when you go ahead and you grind the spices, so it sounds more like a coughing sound or something. Okay, I don't know, whatever he could tell, it wasn't spices, it wasn't done on an angle, and that was it. Fine. So how do we pass it? So the Rambam says, if you look at source number 7, he says avoldachin esetavlin kandarkon. So Rambam says clearly, you're allowed to go ahead and grind the spices normally. That's the Rambam Shita. And that's what we saw is the Shita of Beis Hillel without a problem. Avol melech, but salt, ain't only nadach biyantif. You can't grind up on yantif. Elim kein hita machdesh or shiyaduch bekara b'chotze v'kadesh yishana. So he says, unless you make a certain type of change, shim socha kamelach yantif, because if you grind the melach yantif, it's not going to affect it. He says, fine. Okay, and the last part is not necessarily for us today, but I would just mention, well, maybe we'll have a chance, we'll come to it, but I'll have to save it for a different time. So the coin to the Rambam, when it comes to regular spices, it's not a problem. And when it comes to salt, you should do it over shinui. Okay? Now, if you want to understand why I underlined in source number 3, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Neduchim Duchim Medarka, Mephil HaMelech, I underlined it because that's how we paskin that he says that that you can go ahead and you're allowed to grind up spices normally. All right, he says so even salt. However, obviously the Rambam does not paskin like that, because the Rambam seems to go ahead and paskin like source number 5 when it comes to salt. So in other words, in regard to spices, we paskin in kedarkan, and when it comes to salt, then we have to have a shinoi. Alright, so if you look at source number 8, source number 8 is the Kesef Mishnah, the source number 8 is like this, Upasak harif karav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The rif paskins like Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that, and it's the Rambam Shita also, that you're allowed to grind up spices normally. He says, Bafilu melech, he says, and even melech, lekach nirali, he says, Sharif pasak manda amar kol hatavlin mefigin taimam. Alright? So he says, the rif paskins that all spices, the taste gets affected. Umelech einam afiga time, and salt does not get affected. Shemei achar shahadavar nikar lachos shukach naktinen kinvase. He says, and how do we know this? Because it's obvious. You know, most people know who are involved in the kitchen that spices, the taste will not get affected and salt won't. The cave and shekain al korchach, right? He says, ki islachameimar dechi amar Rav Huna says. You know, so therefore, if salt does not get affected, how can a Yehuda say you can spice of even salt on one of salt? He says, afil melech nedark and loke dark legarmi kamar. He says, when he says you go ahead and grind up salt on yontif, it doesn't mean kedark legamre. Elolomar the low boy shinu yiraba. You don't need a great change. I mean, you don't need to use a wooden pestle. You don't a mortar. You don't need to use a pestle made out of klicheris. It has to be a small change. So therefore, when Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says this, how he paskin that you could do a kedarkan. What does kedarkan mean? Kedarkan means that you're doing a small change. The alom laboishin the rabbi can machach tanam as nisan. The afilu leveis hillel aser leducha b'meduch shel even. that even according to Beis Hillel, it's usher to go ahead and to use a pestle made out of a mortar made out of stone. He says, and therefore when Rav Yudah Mishmuel says you can do it normally, he says you're allowed to use a mortar made out of stone. He says, however, what's the halacha? Halacha is that you have to do some, he says, you're allowed to, you have to do some change. He says, and that's what you look in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he says, and that's why Rav went and said, he'd been on the side. And this was also the whole story of Rav Sheshes. What happened, Rav Sheshes? That Rav Sheshes heard a call Buchna, and he said, "It's not coming to my house because I know there has to be a change." And then he says, and that's what he thinks shot in the Rambam is. You look back at force number 7, the Rambam says, "Avodachan esatal and kandarchan," as we said, but melech is not ground on yontif unless you do some sort of change, but it has to be a small change. So it's actually fascinating. Why? Because you have machlokas b'silam v'shamai in the Mishnah, and according to Basil, usually paskin like there's a major change. And here you have the Gemara that says, no, just a minor change is enough, that's all. So that's actually a very fascinating situation which you usually don't have. He says, so then he asks the question. So that's the case, that when it comes to salt, we have to make a minor change, and spices, no changes. So then there should be some spices where you make a minor change. Why? Because we said there are certain spices like marika that what? That the taste does not get affected. So that's his question as he asks. He says, so Gemara says, no. In other words, what does that mean? It means it could be like this. That even though the Gemara seems to say marika, there's no change. He says, there's nothing like salt. Right, so salt has a small change, right? And marika has no change. It doesn't mean marika doesn't have any change at all. It's something very slight, which is not really, negligible. If you say that's the bottom line. So therefore, according to the Rambam, this is the bottom line. When it comes to all spices, you grind normally on Shabbos, and when it comes to salt, you have to go ahead and
I'm sorry, Yontif.
If it comes to Yontif, you have to make a change. That's according to the Rishitas Rambam. That it's not a problem to grind up spices on Yom Tov at all. And salt, you have to go ahead and you have to make a change. Now, to say, this change of doing of a shinui, okay, believe it or not, is not really the biggest deal in the world, all right? I'm going to tell you, there's a shayla that, about Australia. Okay? This is not relevant to Australia, because there's a whole question of international dateline, all right? And therefore, the question is, should a person go to a place like Australia, right, where there's a shayla, where Australia has a shayla. I think Australia has a shayla. There's a certain sakala. Japan definitely has a shayla. Australia also has some sort of shayla. Whatever, I think.
What's the shayla? Yeah.
In other words, where's the international dateline of Tialbacha? Right? So the question is Shabbos on Friday or Shabbos? Everyone says, by the way, you're not allowed to go to the ocean, to the beach on one of the days, because once you go to the beach, it could be you're going on one day a week, it could be you're going over on Shabbos. Okay? So, I don't think this was printed. I remember this conversation that one Rosh Hashanah, why it doesn't make a difference who it was, said a person should not move to Australia because you have a Shiloh. And someone asked my father. My father said, first of all, Dukirov, what's the big deal? Of course you went to Australia. And the second day of the week, you should do things with a shinui. So I was talking to my brother, but my mother said to me, after my father passed away, he says, if you visit a place, you can do a shinui. He says, you can't live your life one day a week doing things kalachriyad. It's impossible. But in general, doing things kalachriyad does not really affect things in a very, very hard way. So it comes to salt. You do a little bit of shinui, it's okay. Anyways, let's go on to my source number 9. Yeah, Beis Yosef. Okay, so it seems that's great, okay? It's all clear and cut. We should be able to grind spices and yontif. Nothing to talk about, okay? Like the Rambam says, the Rif says, Okay? But along come the Ashkenazim. Okay? And Ashkenazim, of course, have to change things up a little bit. Alright? See, so he says, he look at source number 9. Mashlikasa Abarbeinu, Abu Ladasa Tosvis. Gam palpalin v'tavon trichinatia. You want to grind up peppercorns and you want to go ahead and grind up spices. You have to do over shinoi. Zel is shown harash perikam the beitza. This is the words of the rush in the first parak of beitza. Al divrei Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Sarach li zohir. Loduch tavon kedarkon. You have to be careful not to grind up spices in a normal way. In other words, if you're coming into Yontif knowing what you want to make, which by the way probably usually happens today, right? So you know how many.
Unless you get up at company.
And the truth of the matter is, again, I'm sure every house is different, but I would assume that in general, especially in this country, really the only time real cooking is done on Yontif is probably when it's like a Friday Shabbos or something.
That's
the
refrigeration.
No?
Because you can't.
I stand corrected. But that's it. For those people,
I think that refrigeration is being changed.
Okay.
And also, this whole thing about
spices,
we all want prepared spices.
Also, I think another game changer, and it could be it's connected, is that more ladies are going to shul than they used to also. So therefore, the truth is you don't have really time to sit at home.
Well, because of refrigeration, they're able
to. I'm not sure what came first. Things have changed. He says, if you know what you're making, and you're grinding up spices, right? So you should have ground up Rabbi Yontif. You know what you're making. Okay, so according to the opinion that says that you can't grind the spices because the spices might get rid of a little bit of fine. But according to other sheet that were more machen by salt, because you always need salt. So if you know what you're cooking, you should grind up your spices Rabbi Yontif. So for that reason, the Rush says, okay, anytime you need spices on Yom Tov, you should go ahead and you should grind it up with a shinoi. That's what he says. He says, okay, fine. However, look at source number 4, fourth line down from number 9. Umihu shumin vadai. But when it comes to garlic, vadai mutar, and you're allowed to grind it up. Laduch kedarkon, because we know that if you grind the garlic up on Erev Yom Tov, he says, miskalkalim v'yoser. What happens? It really gets ruined.
Yep.
And this is the sheet of the Ri, Shepost Ravun Rav Chista. V'chein das ba'alamor. I wonder when they were shown him wrote this, they discussed it with their wives. They asked them, V'chein achis of Yerushalmi. He says, Rav Yami v'shem Rav Yochan Hashum v'ashachla. I think shachlayim is cress. What?
What's shachlayim?
I think it's cress. I'm not sure. Okay. Shum is garlic. Garlic is mustard. Duching adarkam. Masha dafkahani. Avachrin lo. V'kachem divri rabbeinu shekasta v'shem atosvis umihu yesh b'dover kitzer. He says. And therefore, he says murika. Certain things that you know don't get ruined. Always need to be ground v'shinui, if you didn't know. So basically, the Rishonim say that if you knew what you're making, then you have to do it v'shinui, and certain things which you know don't get ruined have to be v'shinui also. And he says,
that they don't know
what
they're doing.
What?
They don't
know. Yeah. Well, hold on a second. Okay. Ashkenazi Pesach Halacha develops very nicely. He says, okay, fine. Okay, so that's what comes. Let's look. So source number 10. So Source number 10, the Mechaber says, Dochan Satavon Kedarkon. You grind spices normally. Shame yaduch osam vod yom. Because if you do it when? During the daytime, what's going to happen? Yafik taimam. I will melt. What? I will melach ain't on nida bin yantav. In other words, but if you want to grind up salt, it has to be done erev yantav. Otherwise, do it b'shinui. Kidei shiyishan. Shim soch emel ben yantav, lo bin yantav. Because we know grinding up salt in yantav is not going to ruin the taste. The ain't soch again. Okay, we're going to skip this next part. He says, and then look at the second last line, number 10. This is Simon Tav Kuf Dalas Sif Aleph. Umi hu nogin l'shanuk sas dichas tablin. Our minhag is to go ahead and to grind, to do a shini when it comes to grinding of spices. Also, the chayin roi lahoros, and this is how we should paskin. Okay, so where does this come from? So the Mishnah Brura, source number 11, says like this. Sifkat Yud Aleph. Hatam mishum diyesh poskim hamachmirim vaomrim the gam betav em mutter ladochim yantar gedarkon. He says when it comes to spices that you don't know, I'm sorry, that the root taste will get ruined if you ground the day before. So he says and we get lehem esval shisarach lehem biyantiv. So he says
the two reasons.
He says unless you did not know from the day before the chosh and other in the ren lechachila. So we're choshed these words lechatchila. Umihu, he says, gam hein lomer levetavlin. So therefore, he says the so the Mishnah Berurah points out that we're machmir for both reasons. So if it's a spice which you knew about, you need it, or if it's a spice that does not get ruined. From the day before, you have to do it erev yontif, unless you do it on yontif v'shino. That's what he says. He says, "Mihu gam hein lo amar lo v'tavlin by spice the shum v'batzel l'shchlayim." So he adds in the word onions, by the way, because onions also get ruined. L'kuli al d'lochem erev yontif iladar shal lehem l'machar shalim legamrei u'meskal kolin. And then he goes like this, okay?
But then, does he taking a real a garlic press to do the shum?
Well, let's see, okay? Let's see. I think it's probably okay, okay? V'yesh shekosvu, t'lefi ha-minog, ein chilek ben yodah mi'asun lo yodah v'chol gav, ein ogen lo doch v'et yomtev, elim kein de'ez ha-shinu shimtoch kach. He says, according to the minog, we say when it comes to all spices, you have to use a shinui. Why? Because we're afraid if you don't use a shinui, once you're grinding spices, you might grind it for after Yom Tov also. Oh. So that's the minhag of Ashkenazim. He says like this. And if you look at source number 12, he says, so maybe the same thing should apply to shum. So the Mishnah Berurah, which the Gra does say, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rav Yeager, says, when it comes to shum, you don't need any shinui. I assume a garlic press is like one of those things you go like that, right?
Yeah.
So I think I don't think it's not a problem. I will tell you what might be a problem, okay? Which we're not talking about today, but I think let's say for example, I forgot what it's called. It's a type of seed you grind up. I'm sorry for being so graphic, but it helps makes you more regular in the washroom.
Fennel.
Yeah. So
fennel seed.
Did they have like a real grinder? That might be an issue on your
thing.
Okay.
What if you're grinding it directly into the pot?
The grinder might be an issue because that's why this. He says, that's the part I skipped, actually. That's the part I skipped, which I want to think that would be a problem. So let's look. Let's try to make it relevant, okay? Source number 13. This is the Pesachei Tshuva dealing with Shilas today. He says, so minei tavon she'emeth b'igun taimam, you should do a v'shinur the day before. And what's included in that? U'b'chlal zeh agozim u'shkedim. Of a domeyem she'eme avdim tamvon klal imaraskim of tochen merav yontif yesh lechachil tochen maraskim merav yontif im lochem yontif mutl maraskim tochen yontif afil de megreres. So what?
Pulpia.
Is that what's called in Yiddish? What's in megreres?
Pulpia is the Hebrew word.
A greater. Avashini dahino shiraskim al shulchan al map al votochlio shiatul megreres the tzura hafucha. Right, so that's what you have to do. So he says. So I would just say this is not relevant this year because this year the first time of Pesach is Shabbos. Let's say you come down to the Seder and you forgot to go ahead and you forgot to make the charoses. You have to grind the walnuts. So it's this year of Shabbos, it's a problem. Right, right. So he says, so at a regular yontif, you do a machine because you couldn't have done that the day before, Erev Shabbos. The chayim b'chol makom shadim yontif mutl l'shtamish migredes. You're allowed to use, I think, a whatever it's called in English, a grinder. Afki yesh nog lahachmer v'lo l'shtamish migredes v'yontif. V'kom l'yidah in the isser l'chayim af l'machmir mal matzorach yom l'hotkel. Okay, so therefore you're allowed to go ahead and say, want to make a potato kugel, right? It's not a problem to go ahead and use that, whatever that's, what's that called in English?
Hand grater,
okay, fine. Mishnah Berurah Sgan Yalav, Gam V'Tavlin. He says, and he goes mention that he says the other shita.
So the hand grater and the grinder is okay?
The hand grater is not a problem.
And the grinder?
The grinder would definitely do a vashinoi. Okay, no question about it. A grinder might be more of an issue because it could be of the dechol. So, okay. So he says. So I would definitely, I would definitely stay away from that. From depending on what it is, but I would definitely stay away from like a real grinder that they have.
Okay.
And also, or for example, to use a to put something on a Shabbos clock. Right, that would be a problem. Let's go on. Let's see. Let's say, for example, you have a. I'm sure we don't. Maybe someone does have it, but let's say you know someone has one of these cool gadgets where you actually grind the coffee beans, right? And you get fresh coffee, and you put it on a Shabbos clock, so you have your fresh cup of coffee in the morning.
That's
I would stay away from that month. All right, he says. Now, so we said. Grinding of shum is not a problem. What's included in grinding of shum?
A clear sign that it's not allowed because we make this Michael on Yom Tov. It's a huge matzah meal pancake from a kid for Kiddush. Right?
Yeah.
And you have to fluff the whites.
Yeah.
So I have a hand thing, and it always takes forever. So one year, my son said, "Let's put the mixer on a Shabbos clock and do it that way." It didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
The Shabbos clock didn't make it work.
I like
so
it. Okay.
There's
okay.
Your
sign. It wasn't. The Hamtar Shal Sadiqim won't do anything wrong, and Linda's Kalim won't do anything wrong either. Let's go on. It's amazing. Let's go on. So we spoke about grinding of Shum is okay. So he says. If you look, it's the third paragraph of number 13, starting with Gimel, and the fourth line down. B'chlal zeh kol ha'yirachlus zogeyen, bananos, tapuchei yetz, tapuchei adoma, v'sholem, she'enem v'sholem, avocado, v'domeyem, kol elu im raskim emes, v'yem v'yem v'yem. So therefore, it's not a problem to go ahead and to make avocado, butter, whatever you do, because anything you do is going to not be the same on Yom Tov, you do it on Yom Tov. He's a something which grinds up tavuchei adama, chituchi rachos to make salad, mutter kefir agav asuchol dachdach, afila besakin and mekatzei chirachos yuchel lagach. You're allowed to use for the vegetable cutters, whatever you do. He says, and you're allowed to take away the klipa. Be careful to make sure that when you're making a very salad avocado, you want to only for that day. And then he says there are those who are machmir that when it comes to tapuch eitz v'gedam achayim on v'sholim, and you need a shinui that you he says you should go ahead and do it an erev yontif. Because today we have refrigerators. I'm not necessarily sure he's correct. I think it probably is based. What? To go ahead and to grind up the potatoes erev yontif, because since they're refrigerators today,
it changes
the taste for sure. So I'm not sure. Well, that's what it is. But that's how you make it relevant.
So I'm a little confused. So like a pepper mill, you can't use.
So I think a pepper mill, when you go like this, in other words, that could be like a real grinder. I wouldn't necessarily use. As long as like a real grinder, that's what I would assume. All right. Okay, we'll leave it here. I'll lock up. I have the key. I stick here or something first.